The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. We're beginning the program. Albin, can we begin?
Let us begin.
All right. Now, we are in different time zones. Even when we're in the same time zone, on some level, we're not. But today, we're really in different time. I am in Seattle. Did I mention that?
You did not. No.
I am in Seattle, Washington, right now, in downtown Seattle, at the Arctic Club Hotel. I discovered this about 12 years ago. I brought Suzanne and Anna Rose here with me about 11 years ago. With the Arctic Club Hotel is a little known gem. I can't even believe it. It was founded by people like, I guess it must have been 1914. They decided they had made a lot of money in the Yukon Gold Rush. And they decided, all the people who'd made the money in the Yukon Gold Rush, all these men, to form a gentleman's club here in Seattle. They called it the Arctic Club. There's carved walruses on the walls, on the facade of the building. It's just amazing. They have this beautiful golden Northern Lights, golden dome room. Now, why am I bringing this up? Several reasons. We are doing a Socrates in the City event here in this club, in the Northern Lights Golden Dome Room with Michael Medved, April 28th.
Wow.
I'm so excited about this club. So their mascot is a walrus.
Yeah.
Can you see the walrus? And we had walrus steak last night for dinner. Unbelievable. Just kidding. It's just such a cool venue. You talk about like an old world feel. Anyway, I love this hotel, the Arctic Club Hotel. I don't have a stake in it. I don't own shares in it. I just believe that when somebody came up with the idea of like, let's turn that old club into a hotel, but the decor, it's just fantastic. It's just fantastic. So I'm saying all this to say I'm in Seattle. Why am I in Seattle now? Because again, April 28th, that's the Socrates event. But I'm in Seattle now because John Zmirak and I have spent the last 3 days together. You want to talk crazy? I met John at the airport in Dallas. Now, by the way, before I continue the story, let me tell you, folks, what we have today on this program is very special. I mean, some of you won't even, you'll see. It's Chad Robichaux, a living hero, an amazing hero. We recorded this a couple of weeks ago in at the TBN studio, and we've been waiting to play it. He is one of the heroes of our time. He'll tell his whole story, but one of the bravest Americans you will ever meet. They have rescued thousands of people. With the Biden failure in Afghanistan, he rescued his friend Aziz. There's a book. And then they ended up rescuing literally thousands of Americans and others. So that's what you have today. And you need to know Chad. This is so good that I want to rerun it already, even though we haven't run it once. I want to rerun it again. Yeah. So that's today. Now, to get back to Socrates in the City. Oh, by the way, tomorrow night, we're launching the last of the four fall series events on the YouTube Socrates channel. Again, you want to be signed up for the Socrates email. Go to SocratesInTheCity.com and sign up for that, because tomorrow night is Oz Guinness. One of the best ones. I mean, I don't know. You can judge for yourself, but oh my gosh, that's tomorrow night. Socrates in the City, we're launching it. And we just made our announcement for the spring. And some people, I guess, listening to the program don't know. I mentioned April 28th here in Seattle, But in New York, we have two events, Jeannie Constantino, February 28th. I am flipped out excited about that. That book that she wrote, The Crucifixion of the King of Glory, one of the greatest things I've ever read. I mean, just amazing. That's February 28th in New York City. May 30th, we have Yeonmi Park. She defected from North Korea. This woman is a hero, human rights activist. I can't really believe we got her to do this, but that's March 30th. And then, of course, back here in Seattle at the Arctic Club. Did I mention the walrus? Look, I'm just excited. But John Zmierich and I have been here because last night we did an event at Westgate Chapel in Edmonds, Washington. So about 25 minutes north, 30 minutes north of here. Pastor Alec Rowland, they do these apologia events, and they wanted John Zmierich because they've had me several times, and they heard John on this program, and they said, who's this guy? And John doesn't like to travel. Why? Because he's addicted to taking care of these crazy beagles. He doesn't like to leave the beagles. So I persuaded him. I said, John, if I did it with you, would you do it, please? So John said yes. So he and I have had the most crazy few days, because if you spend time with John, you're going to get a little crazy stuff. It's going to happen. There's no way around it. So John doesn't like to travel so much that he forgot how to travel. So he didn't bring a wheelie. And I thought, well, you're at the airport. You got to carry this stuff. So like it's just one hilarious thing after the other. But we've just done a lot of wonderful stuff. We had dinner with a whole bunch of the Discovery Institute guys when we got here, because the Discovery Institute is in Seattle. You can walk there from the Arctic Club Hotel. The Discovery Institute is like right down the street here. We had dinner with Stephen Meyer. And you'll remember I had on this program recently, Andrew McDermott. Yeah. He was at the dinner, and all these other just wonderful people, John West. So we caught up with the Discovery gang. As I mentioned, the great Stephen Meyer, Andrew McDermott, John West, and others. And then we hung out with Seth Talbot. You remember Pete and Seth Talbot, right? You know, the geniuses behind Relief Factor, which I take every day. Caught up with Seth Talbot. They live up here. Just all kinds of fun stuff. But if you're hanging out with John Zmierich, he's going to take you to places that you wouldn't go yourself, which could be bad or it could be good. But I went to Mass with John, the Catholic Mass up on the hill here in the cathedral. Incredibly beautiful, incredibly beautiful building. It was just so beautiful. And then John said, oh, look, there's a Georgian restaurant, like as in Georgia from the former Soviet Union. Wow. So we had lunch at a Georgian. Who knew that there was Georgian cuisine in Seattle? Yeah. So we did that. And then last night we went to Westgate Chapel. And I want to tell you, we're going to link to that online. They're going to get it on Rumble. The place was completely packed. They had never packed. I mean, they've had everybody. I mean, Charlie Kirk, you name it. This was the most full event they've ever had. Wow. And I don't know if that's just because things are so bad or because people wanted to see John Zmierich, or it was the combination of me and Zmierich.
What'd you talk about? I mean, I don't even know the subject, man.
Mostly just kind of sports.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good.
We talked about the state of America and how we got here and how we get out of it. And, you know, the kind of stuff that John and I talk about on this program all the time, except most of these people didn't know John Zmierich. So it was really pretty fabulous. And John, I think he was overwhelmed because he doesn't do a lot of public speaking. And I mean, the reception at Westgate Chapel, when you walk into a room of, I don't know, 2000 people or 15, I mean, it was just packed, enthusiastic, amazing. So we're going to put that online.
Yeah.
I'll tell you more about that maybe at the end of everything today. I want to mention real quick, salemnow.com. As you know, there's a lot of good stuff at salemnow.com. We want to highlight Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom, the death of Disney. I hope you don't ever spend a dollar, a penny with Disney again, since they've gone ultra woke and sick. But you need to kind of know the background. So go to salemnow.com, check that out. Okay, before we go to our interview with Chad Robichaux, and again, folks, This man is a living hero. I got tears in my eyes. You'll see. This is like one of the most beautiful, just amazing. He tells a story that, you know, we need to know what's going on. But before we go to that, let me remind you again, please sign up for the Socrates in the City emails, because a lot is happening. The stuff that I'm not, maybe I'll tell you at the end of both hours today a little bit, but some really cool stuff happening. Socrates in the City, April 28th in Seattle, in this place, the Arctic Club. It's an amazing hotel. I promise you, you won't believe it. If you can get here, all kinds of other stuff. We'll be right back. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
Thanks to your support, Patriot Mobile has emerged as one of the leaders in the parallel economy, and they have big news. Patriot Mobile now offers service with all three major networks. This means if you're with the big three and like the service but hate their values, you can access them with Patriot Mobile. They also offer a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. This new year, resolve to stop supporting companies that don't align with your values. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call them at 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Eric. That's patriotmobile.com/Eric or call 972-PATRIOT.
Hey, folks, welcome back. Sometimes I really struggle to introduce a guest, particularly, well, there's a couple of reasons. Number one, if I think of them as a friend, I go like, oh, it's just my friend, Chad. And then I realize, well, that's not good enough. I've got to try to explain to my audience that doesn't know Chad, who is Chad? Before I even try to do that, let me say, Chad Robichaud, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Now, listen,
it's great to finally be here.
You have you've been on this program via Skype or Zoom or whatever, but you've never been with us in the studio here in New York.
That's
so thank you for coming. You're here principally to launch this book. Folks, I don't know. We're going to talk about something hard-to-believe stuff, crazy stuff, amazing stuff. The title of the book is Saving Aziz, A-Z-I-S. Aziz is with us in the studio. I just want to let you know. This is a real person. He's here. We're going to talk about Chad's book, Saving Aziz, How the Mission to Help One Became a Calling to Rescue Thousands from the Taliban. This is insane. Now, Chad, I mentioned that, you know, you're the author of this book. Okay, so this is one of the most amazing rescue operations of all time, and we're going to talk about that. So you don't need more of an introduction than that, but I want to tell my audience a little bit about your background, how you got to be, you know, doing what you're doing, and what are the highlights? I mean, for me, the fact that you were into mixed martial arts, like you were a champion, what level champion? I mean, when people talk about mixed martial arts, I'm already frightened. I'm frightened, folks. Don't gouge my eye out, please. But seriously, like, when did you get involved in that, and what was your
you know, your greatest title as mixed martial arts champion?
Yeah, well, I started martial arts when I was 5 years old. I have a pretty rough upbringing, and my grandmother brought me to have a kind of positive influence in my life. And so I always, from a young age, I started in a grappling-based martial arts, wrestling, judo, traditional jiu-jitsu. In 1995, I was introduced to Brazilian jiu-jitsu, which became my kind of core martial arts, mixed it with wrestling and boxing. And in 1997, I did my first amateur MMA fight. Not really looking to be an MMA fighter, just wanting to compete and represent the martial arts that I trained in. And in 1999, I turned professional. I did it on the side while I was in the military. My, you know, military unit and special operations leveraged that. I ran a lot of the martial arts programs for my force recon units. And then through that that time of 1999 till my last fight, I think was in 2015, I did 20 professional fights. Amassed a record of 18-2. I won a world title.
You won a world title?
Not the local neighborhood title. I wasn't the champion of my neighborhood.
To be MMA world title, what was the title that you won?
So I won the Legacy Fighting Championships title. I fought for the Bellator championships belt. I lost. That was my first loss, which was, at the time, that was the second biggest show in the world. The highest ranking I had was I was ranked number 6 in the world as a flyweight and number 15 in the world as a bantamweight. So that was my world rankings at the time of my kind of height of my professional fighting.
Well, that's a big deal, and we could just talk about that. But your military background, you were in special ops. What, you know, if somebody says, okay, what does that mean? Where were you in the special ops world? Right. How do you talk about, what do you say?
Well, I come from a long history of military folks in my family. My family started in World War II, 84 years of service. So World War II, Korea, my father was our first Marine, served in Vietnam as an infantryman. And then I was a Marine, did 8 deployments to Afghanistan, and both my sons are Marines. One of them went to Afghanistan as well. And in fact, one of them is on our international mission in Ukraine right now as a veteran. But I was a Force Recon Marine, which is one of the Marine Corps, one of two of the Marine Corps Special Operations units. They have both Recon and MARSOC. Force Recon is like the more premier Marine Recon unit. And then I had an opportunity to try out for what's called the JSOC Task Force, Joint Special Operations Command Task Force. The Marine Corps does not have a JSOC contingent, but they allow Marines to go try out for either the Army's or Navy's JSOC unit and go participate and represent the Marine Corps there. So I was very privileged. And in 2003, I tried out for the JSOC unit and went over to the Navy, and which is their premier special operations unit in the world, I believe. And I got the opportunity to be one of 6 Force Recon Marines at the time to represent the Marine Corps and serve at that unit for a period of 4 years and 8 deployments to Afghanistan.
Now, you are also a man of faith.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, when did that happen big time for you?
Well, after my 8 deployments to Afghanistan, some very, very difficult times for me. I buried 15 friends and had.
You glance over that.
Yeah.
That is about one of the heaviest statements anybody could ever make. You said you buried 15 friends. That'll mess you up.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I think, you know, Foster Harrington, who's a. You know, served with me for 10 years at different units, and we my kids called him uncle, and we were supposed to go to Iraq together. I ended up going to Afghanistan, and he took our team to Iraq. And you know, when he first when I got the word, he was killed. He took a single sniper round through his Kevlar helmet, and he died instantly. And he was just about to get married and adopt this little boy. And I remember my wife. I couldn't go to the funeral because I was in Afghanistan, and my wife went. And she was called me up just so distraught, saying how the little boy threw himself in the coffin, saying you were supposed to be my daddy. And, you know, those are hard times when you lose friends like that, that are, you know, have the heart to go and help people around the world that can't help themselves. And that was his heart. And, you know, coming back from those 8 deployments, I had a very difficult time. I had a severe anxiety, depression, debilitating panic attacks. I was diagnosed with PTSD and went in a real downward spiral. I leaned on that MMA career because it was a great coping mechanism for me, but I never actually got well. And that ended with me finding myself 3 years later, separated from my family, facing a divorce, and alone in a closet with a pistol in my hand, made an attempt to take my life. And some amazing people intervened, my wife, Kathy, and a mentor in my local community. And this mentor that I met with introduced me to a relationship with Christ, and my life was radically changed. I found the path that he led me on through discipleship, discipling me for a period of about a year, led me to find restoration and hope again, and ultimately found purpose, and that purpose really manifested in a deep burden on my heart to share what I had discovered with others. And we started the Mighty Oaks Foundation, where I've been able to last 12 years to speak to over 500,000 active duty troops at bases around the world. We've written a bunch of books and given away about 350,000 copies of our books. We have a recovery program called the Legacy Program. We have about 4,500 graduates of that program. It's a week long at five different ranches around the country. And we do about $5 million a year in programming for free to our troops and even pay for their travel for active duty veterans, first responders, spouses.
So this is, just to be clear, Mighty Oaks Foundation. The website is mightyoaksprograms.org.
That's right.
Yeah. I've known about this because you've talked about it on the program in the past.
And you spoke at our gala.
But I had the privilege. People don't understand, you know, I get choked up. I mean, what a privilege for me to be the main speaker at your gala in Houston some months ago, to be on any level affiliated with you and what you're doing. This is amazing work, ladies and gentlemen. I want to tell you, this is about changing people's lives who've been through hell, who serve this nation, so that we can sit on our rear ends and be free and safe. It is just amazing, Chad, that you are, the work you're doing through Mighty Oaks, and the award that you gave me. You know, this is where it gets ridiculous. Like, they're giving me an award. That is the proudest thing that I have in my office at home.
Oh, wow.
It's just
Thank
one
you.
Of the most beautiful. It's very touching because I know that, you know, if a guy like you is tempted to take his own life because of what you have put out there, this country needs to take this very seriously, what we're asking of our warriors and of these patriots. And so Mighty Oaks Foundation is your answer to this. And I remember at that evening, there was a video where it told your story of what you went through with your wife and it, just the whole story of how you got to this place.
We didn't even plan on showing that. We put it as background for the
I remember
while people were eating dinner and everyone just stopped and started watching it.
Well, it was kind of funny because I remember thinking, I'm so glad that I'm watching this, because a lot of times you get half of the story but the story of what you went through. And then what's so interesting too is like how you try to cope with it through mixed martial arts. So like most people say, hey, that's a good thing. And it is a good thing.
Sure.
But even that level of competition and intensity is not enough to deal with what you needed to deal with. And the only real answer for that is God. Mm. And so how that comes into your life, and your wife was there and your kids are there. I mean, it's just so beautiful. So before we tell the story of this book, Saving Aziz, I just want to encourage people to check out Mighty Oaks.
I think it's important to know, as you point that out, is that PTSD and combat trauma and life's hardships, with military or not. I mean, we got 22 veterans that are taking their lives every day, but outside of the military, when you've experienced trauma and hardships, these are spiritual wounds, and a spiritual wound requires a spiritual solution.
Okay. This is like math or science. Yeah. What was just said is true. We'll be right back. Continue the conversation with Chad Robichaux. Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients, and each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from four different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise, or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95, to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening right now, so don't miss out. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057, and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last. Again, use code ERIC and save. MyPillow.com. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Chad Robichaud, not easy to spell.
No.
Chad, now look, the main reason you're here, Chad Robichaud, is to promote this brand new book. This is a big deal. We're going to get to this story in a minute. The title is Saving Aziz, A-Z-I-Z, who is here in the studio. He's sitting over there, folks. How the mission to help one, which is Aziz, became a calling to rescue thousands from the Taliban. This is an insane story. We're going to get to that in a moment. But Chad, before we get to that and the subject of saving Aziz, I still want to draw you out on this foundation, Mighty Oaks, where I had the privilege of being a speaker a few months ago. What you were saying, which is undeniable, except the fact that a lot of people don't know it, mm-hmm. is that the trauma that most people are dealing with only has one total solution.
That's right. Yeah.
And you discovered that the hard way. Most yeah. people discover that the hard way.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I had tried everything. I had been on all the medication. I had been through VA programs, civilian programs. I had financial success. I had the professional success, the accolades of being a successful athlete. Had all those things, and some of those things are good and some of those things are bad, but none of those things changed my situation. And we had a saying at Mighty Oaks Foundation that came from this moment with me when I was put on that decision-making point. If what you're doing isn't working, then why not try something different? And everything I had tried before wasn't working. So when I was presented with the gospel, I had to try something different. I had nothing left to lose. I had already attempted to take my life and was already decided that I didn't want to live anymore. So what else do I have to lose? And so I made this decision to surrender my life to Christ. And beyond that decision, Steve Toth mentored me for an entire year in biblical living. And my life was radically changed. I think one of the biggest immediate things that I came to realize was that all these bad things that happened to me in my childhood, I grew up in a terrible home in childhood, a lot of physical abuse in my home, lost my brother when I was 14 years old. He was 15. He was shot and killed. So I was experienced that kind of tragedy at early age in life, losing friends in Afghanistan. All the things I went through, as bad as those things were, those things did not lead me to be in that closet with a pistol in my hand. What led me there were the choices that I made in response to those things. And I had this realization that I didn't have to I always had control of choices. I was just making bad choices in response to these things. But the Bible, as I was introduced to the Bible and discipled, the Bible had answers to make better choices. And so I was very intentional about making better choices moving forward. I still got angry. I still got frustrated. I still had depression, anxiety. But I was making better choices based on the way the Bible teaches us to live. And that resulted in a radical change in my life.
Well, one of the things that I always think about is that the reason a lot of people don't find God is because things aren't bad enough. In other words, you don't reach out for a savior unless you see hell, unless you see evil and the pain and the misery in the world. When you really see and experience how bad it can get, mm-hmm. in a way, only then do you think, oh, I need an answer which I haven't found yet, because, you know, we can all deal with a lot of stuff, but sometimes it's so bad, it's so horrible. Only then, in a way, do many of us, and that's true in my life, even though it's not as dramatic as yours by any stretch of the imagination. But when you really understand how dark things can be and what people go through. And you saw a lot of that. I mean, you mentioned, you know, being abused as a kid, losing your brother, whatever. You know, all of these things, everybody's dealing with something. So it's amazing to me that, you know, you went as far as you did before it finally falls apart and you want to take your own life.
Yeah.
But again, I want to mention that you turned, not only did you open your life to God, but then you decided, okay, it's not just me. There are others dealing with this. And so you started the Mighty Oaks Foundation.
Yeah, I had this, I think God had put this burden on my heart. And I'll talk about that with the further story, because God sent us to do it a lot lately. But he just put his burden on my heart to share what I had discovered with others. And I had thought when I was going through that dark time that I was the only one. I think oftentimes we feel that. And then on the other side, I started to have this clarity, like so many people are struggling with this. Veterans are actually taking their lives every day. They're divorcing at a rate of 80% in a combat veteran community. Like, and I
80%.
Yeah.
You just kind of like skip over this stuff. What did you say?
That, I mean, at this time, at that time when I was coming out of the side of this, the rates were 23 suicides a day and 80% of divorce rates in combat veterans. And I'm sitting here with what I believe is a solution. It was like if I was dying of cancer and someone gave me the cure, I can't keep this to myself. I have to share it. And so I think God just lit a fire under me, and a burden was really put on my heart to walk away from everything I was doing in my life at that time. I had the peak of my MMA career and started this ministry. And it seemed crazy at the time because I was only a year removed from where I was. My wife and I were still healing as a family. We were still getting counseled, and our church just came around us and we were like, we want to support you in doing this. And they believed in the call that God put on us, and we were in no way equipped to start a ministry at that time. But I look back now and how God orchestrated the perfect people around us. The first year was really just us healing, me unplugging from all the things I was attached to, healing as a family for a year, and then God doing this miraculous work to, again, where we got this. I've been able to share this with 500,000 active duty troops. We have 4,500 graduates from our program. We have 1,000 going through a year right now. I was the chairman of the White House's faith-based coalition and was able to get President Trump to sign an executive order for faith-based programs in the VA and DOD, and work on bipartisan policy for faith-based programs, which were taken away in 2009 from our troops. And we were able to get that back in because of the successes we've had in Mighty Oaks. And then also,
so the Obama administration took away the faith-based programs?
Yeah, the story behind that is 2001, President Bush signed what's called the Opportunity and Faith Initiative. And then we President Obama in 2009 took funding away from that, stood up clinical programs. And so we asked President Trump, and he did.
I got to tell you, man, more and more and more than I'm learning. We'll be right back talking to Chad Robichaud. The book is Saving Aziz. With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. That's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Welcome back. We're talking to the author of a brand new book, Saving Aziz, How the Mission to Help One Became a Calling to Rescue Thousands from the Taliban, Chad Robichaud. When you talk about what veterans go through, and you shared with me when I was with you at the banquet a few months ago in Houston about the suicide rates.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that? Because people, the news doesn't report on this.
They don't. And the information is so broad and differing. And you just really don't know what the number is. You know, it's been reported 22 a day. The current VA report says 17 a day. But now we're finding out the number is probably more like 45 a day, something we always suspected. You know, and so the bottom line is we have a suicide epidemic amongst our military.
That's putting it mildly, folks. Yeah. This is an epidemic. The epidemic is the only word you could use.
Yeah. And one a day is too many. And the truth is our military has been at war for 20 years. And then you still have people suffering from Vietnam. But they've been at war for 20 years. And when you think about the contrast to the Vietnam War, which was, you know, not near as long as the war on terror, but we had approximately 53,000 deaths in Vietnam, but we've had almost 200,000 deaths of suicides from Vietnam veterans. And so, you know,
I mean, people don't never hear that.
Yeah.
What you just said.
3X of
what you just said. 50,000 combat deaths, 200,000 suicide deaths. We are not doing right by our military, folks. Something is wrong. I want to get into the story of the book, Saving Aziz, but I hope people will go to Mighty Oaks Foundation, mightyoaksprograms.org, because this is, you know, again, the more I hear the story, the more I just want everyone to know about this. This is happening across America. People need, this is the answer. This is it. And you got to spread the word. You're in New York in part
to see you,
to be here, but also to be on Fox and Friends this morning. You're getting the word out. The book is brand new, Saving Aziz, How the Mission to Help One Became a Calling for Thousands to Rescue Thousands from the Taliban. Okay, most people listening don't know anything about this. Mm-hmm. What is the story?
Well, the story is President Biden made the announcement when immediately after he took office, he was going to do a full withdrawal of the United States military from the 20-year occupation of Afghanistan. I immediately had a problem with that, and I think anybody that understands the military did. A lot of your listeners may not agree with me at first, but if you hear me out, we should never have withdrew from Afghanistan. I'm not a warmonger. My family's been at war for a long time. If we could avoid war, we don't want to be there. But saying that the military had been it was in a 20-year war and it was an endless war is just not true. We had in 2018, we shifted from a conventional kinetic war with the Taliban and shifted to a support and advisory role with the Afghan National Army and Afghan National Police, participating with the entire international community to fight the Taliban in the mountains of Afghanistan and not in the West, not here in America. And it was working. This is the most strategic place in the globe between Iraq, Iran, Russia, and China. And it wasn't ours to give up. It belonged to the international community. It belonged to the Afghan government that we spent 20 years putting in place. And we didn't negotiate with our NATO partners, the international community, or the Afghan government. We only negotiated with the Taliban. And we gave that country up to our enemies, not just the Taliban, but China, Russia, Iran, Pakistan, ISI. And so I knew that was going to be catastrophic for national security and global security, but I also knew that it would be catastrophic for our allies. I want to say one more thing in that, though. But when I say that we should have stayed there, historically, if you look at the history of how the United States has been successful at post-war, we keep contingent forces in different areas strategically to prevent us from going back to war. Germany, we still have 40,000 troops since World War II. Japan, we have 80,000 troops since World War II. In South Korea, we still have 35,000 troops since the Korean War. That strategy has worked for us. So do a full and complete withdrawal without leaving that only 2,500 troops in a small contingent force in Afghanistan. It was a catastrophic era, and I knew let's be
clear. Since we don't have time to get into this, it's not why we're here, but there's ways to do this. You can argue and debate the details of how to do it and to what extent are we talking about withdrawal. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. We all know the way this administration did it was a waking nightmare mm-hmm. that rained hell on human beings. And that is part of the central part of the story, yeah. Saving Aziz, because what this administration did, I mean, I almost can't talk about it because it's so sick. Mm-hmm. But that is what happened to your friend mm-hmm. and your translator, mm-hmm. Aziz.
Yeah,
he was one of the casualties of exactly what this administration did. And this is one story.
One story.
So so tell that story. I mean, I guess to sum it up, I just want to say that when this administration pulled out, they knew that they are leaving people behind who are going to be tortured and killed, mm-hmm. and they were obviously fine with that.
Including American citizens, by the way.
Yes, including American citizens. In this case, we're talking about Aziz, who at that time was not. But it's so evil and so sick. We don't need to get into that. But that is what launched this. You on this mission.
Yeah, Aziz, I mean, he's sitting right here next to me. He's my friend. My job and at this task force was to be a singleton AFO, meaning advanced force operator, meaning I went out by myself in a singleton capacity to go ahead of my unit to build the clandestine infrastructure to put our soldiers on target to capture, kill bad guys. That means I need a local national assigned to me. Aziz was assigned to me as my interpreter. He became trained to be my teammate, vetted, polygraphed, trusted. And we operated in the mountains of Afghanistan and Pakistan, the two of us, for months at a time. And, you know, he saved my life numerous times. I say that, but he probably saved my life every day. Like, don't walk there. Don't eat that. Don't talk to that person. Right. If you talk right now, they're going to kill us.
There are stories in this book, because I heard these that night at the Mighty Oaks Foundation gala. They're chilling stories, true stories of what you and Aziz went through together. And you talk about somebody having your back, folks. I mean, this is as real as it gets. The fact that you're sitting here alive is because of Aziz.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. And so you knew when this administration did what it did, they're coming after Aziz. They're going to torture and kill your friend.
We knew specifically he was targeted. And again, this again, you know, a guy that I held his babies when they were born, ate in his home. It's my friend. And so we made a decision to go back and get him in spite of our military not doing the right thing. We want to stand up and do the right thing. I put together a team of about 12 former special operations veterans. And that led to not only getting Aziz, but getting 17,000 people. And,
okay.
And it was a miracle.
We're going to tell that story when we come back. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Check us out at MetaxasTalk.com, EricMetaxas.com. We'll be right back. Okay, now we get to the heart of the matter. The book I'm holding, brand new, Saving Aziz by Chad Robichaud, my guest. How the Mission to Help One became a calling to rescue thousands from the Taliban. You're just explaining Aziz was that one who was left behind. So what was the month and the year when this went down and you said, I am going by myself since this administration is leaving my friend to die? And worse, you made some decisions. So what was that month?
In April, when the president made the
April of
2021.
Okay,
when president made that actual announcement, we realized, and Aziz knew he was targeted at that point. He started moving, staying in different homes, and I had decided at that point we were going to do something. It wasn't until July that we knew how we were going to do it, what we were going
to
do.
Okay, again, to sum up, the Taliban says, okay, America, you're gone now. So everybody who worked with you, who's our enemy, now they're going to pay. And we have the ability to make them pay. And this administration did nothing. And I tell you, it makes me so mad as an American. I would think make any human being angry and sick. But you somehow discovered that I tried to come up with a plan and came up with a plan. I mean, where do you start, Chad? Where do you start?
Well, I put together a team, former special operations veterans. And as we're putting this team together, I'm looking at around the room. It's the most incredibly like qualified people, you know, Navy SEALs, Green Berets, Recon Marines, former CIA paramilitary officers from Ground Branch, like very experienced guys. And we're going to get one family, Aziz's wife and six kids. And one of our team members brought up a great point about these 3,500 orphans that were left behind. And then we
3,500 orphans?
Yeah, and there were orphans of former Afghan National Army soldiers who had died in combat. And so we decided, hey, we have the ability, God's put this burden on our heart to help. Let's help as many Americans, interpreters, their families, women and children that we can. And we've got a lot of credit over the last few months. I got recognized before Congress. I got the Bonhoeffer Angel Award. The only thing I really accept credit for is the fact that when God put that burden on our heart, all of us were obedient to that call. And beyond that, we witnessed a divine miracle. I mean, 2 Corinthians 11:30 says, if you're going to boast on your weakness. And so I could certainly do that here because we were not qualified anyway to do what actually happened. I'm not smart enough. No one on our team was. We're not capable enough. We witnessed a divine miracle and a series of events over the next 3 days that made it possible to rescue these 17,000 people. The first, I can go through them if you want.
Well, when you say, you know, just this principle, because we'll after the break, we'll kind of get into the details. But you're sharing a principle, right? God usually calls us to do things that are not possible. Mm-hmm. In other words, he calls us to do the thing that unless he helps us,
yeah,
we can't do it. But our job is to be obedient and to say, okay, Lord, you're asking me to do the right thing. I'm going to do the right thing. If you don't help me, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And you're telling me that you lived this, you experienced this, and you went over there. Now, I got to ask you, the book Saving Aziz sounds like a major motion picture to me. Is that happening?
It's already being picked up to be a major motion picture, and I'm so excited about that, not because it's going to be a movie. I'm excited because everyone needs to know the truth about what happened, and everyone needs to hear the story of hope. I mean, so people are so hopeless right now, but it's really encouraging to know that when the governments of the world won't do the right thing, good people will stand up and do the right thing. When we trust God and the most difficult things, that God will orchestrate the most incredible things, and that's still possible today.
And that's real. This is not some weird religious commentary. This is real. And when you know the story, you know, it's hard not to see. We're talking about something that is real and true. The book is Saving Aziz, A-Z-I-Z, Chad Robichaux. We'll be back with more.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.